Jesus Christ said that the hour comes when the true worshippers of God will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And now is that time. He adds, the hour cometh, or the hour is coming. We can say in the moment is coming when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man and they shall awake from their graves. Now these are the words of Jesus. You see, somehow the man of this age has been conditioned to believe in a future event. Something will happen. And people are always out there looking out. Looking out, not realizing that that great moment, that anticipated moment, that moment that men have, you know, looked for, hoped for, longed for generations, is already present with you. The hour has come now. Now is the hour to awake from the dead. Now is the hour to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So he's not speaking about trying to hasha ba 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 ba, you know. He's not speaking about, you know, any act of religiosity. See, because worship in the eyes of God is maintaining yourself in the truth. And the truth, like we know, is Christ. And Christ, you know, is the Spirit. Christ is the truth. Christ is the Spirit. So the true worshippers simply worship God by awakening to the Christ in them. They awaken to the truth. That is how you can worship God. That is how you can please God. Praise God. Never think that as men, those things that we do down there has anything to do with worship. Praise God. If you want to know the thing that pleases God, the act that pleases God is simply that his sons maintain themselves the way he generated them in the beginning. Because we are generated to be sons of God, to be an expression of the living God upon the earth. Because we are in the image of God. We are in the likeness of God. When God sees us, it's like a woman looking at him, at herself in a mirror, and he sees himself. And that is the only thing that can please God. Any other thing is an idol. So the true worshippers worship the Lord by maintaining themselves in the truth, by keeping themselves in the incorruptible word of God. That is worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that you stop singing. It doesn't mean that you stop, you know, those of you who love music, or it doesn't mean you stop singing. But we are having, you know, an idea of the totality of what God means. So now is the hour. It's not a future event. hour has come, not tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. The hour has come to know that I am He. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, if you do not know that I am He, you will perish in your ignorance. See it. If you not know that I am He, you will perish in your sin. And what is your sin? Your sin is that you do not maintain yourself in Him, in the I. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So now is the hour to awaken in life. Praise God. No more a thing of the future. No more a thing for waiting out for signs and prophecies. Praise God. If you go to the website that we have, www.sunrayministry.com or .org, Sunray Ministry, you will notice that we never preach about a future event of something that will occur tomorrow, but rather we preach or we testify of the living Christ, the one that is present now. Hallelujah. Paul says that prophecies will cease. See, prophecies point to something that will happen. Something that will still happen out there in the future. And men are in love with prophecy. Men love prophecies. Because that's why you see that books of prophecies are bestsellers. See it. We have different type of people who operate in different groups today, and we see people who operate with, you know, certain prophetic gifts, and these people seem to pull the most audience, because when you get to them, they at times they want to tell you your future, at times they tell you something that's happening in your family, they tell you this and they tell you that, and people are attracted to these people. The multitudes flock after these prophets, these so-called prophets. But I want us to understand that you have true prophets and false prophets. Any prophet that does not testify, that does not prophesy of the Christ that is present in you, is a false prophet. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist that is ruling in this world today. Any spirit that will not testify that Christ is present, that Christ has come in you, is not of God. Praise God. Jesus Christ never came to the world to seek out solutions for your problem the way the world seeks it. See, people flock to church to try to solve their marital problems. You flock to church to kind of solve, you know, financial problems. You flock to church to generally, you know, seek to better your life in this world. See, but you're mistaken, because this is not what Jesus was sent to do upon the earth. See, the work of Jesus was to testify of the Christ, to awaken man back to his inheritance in God. Praise God. And we know that you cannot find God except you awaken to the reality of the Christ in you. Praise God. And that Christ in you is one with God. It's indivisible in love with the eternal Godhead. So this is what Christ came to testify about. Because in Him you are complete. There is nothing to be added and to be taken away. In Him you are perfect. In Him you are rich. See, in Him there is nothing lacking. So that is where your solutions are solved, in Christ. It's not by bringing about human solutions or trying to prophesy on this and that. It is all about recognizing the truth. Hallelujah. The hour cometh when Christ, when you hear the voice and you awake, and now is that time. It's not a future event. Praise God. So let us not be deceived. Hallelujah. It says that prophecy will cease. We must understand that all prophecy points to Christ. All prophecy is fulfilled in Christ. Praise God. And that prophecy is all pointing to the awakening of the Son of God in you. Until you know that you are Him, until you come to your senses from the pig pen of humanity and know that you are Him, you will simply go round and round in circles. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, if you do not know that I am He, you will perish. Praise God. Now, He's talking about you. If you don't know that I am the Christ, you will perish in your sins and your transgressions. You will perish in your ignorance. Hallelujah. In that day, in the day of your awakening, you will know that you are in me and I am in you. You will know that you are in God. Praise God. This is what the whole gospel that we hear is all about, to awaken you into this consciousness. Hallelujah. That is when every other thing is added to you. Seek ye first this consciousness, and every other thing will be added to you. Seek ye first this kingdom, and every other thing will be added to you. Hallelujah. There is nothing the world can give to you. There is nothing that, you know, all these devices of men can give to you. The only thing that you can receive is that which is from above, and that is the gift of the Son of God in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. We must awaken to this reality and cease from, you know, the various forces, voices, see, voices of men, see, that take you to and fro. And you must come to the place where you know that I am. Praise God. Of course, during the time of Jesus, many people came. And they always were asking Him for some kind of physical evidence, some kind of outward sign. See, but Jesus Christ averted them that they will never receive any sign. Wicked and adulterous generation, carnally minded people, seeking for signs. But you will get no sign apart from that of Jonas. Praise God, who was in the belly of the whale 3 days. He was in the belly of the whale, what, for 3 days and 3 nights. Hallelujah. And what happened? Let's read this in Matthew chapter 12, verse 39. And He answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in a whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stop there. I don't want to read this whole thing, but the other one, but I want to understand that all the prophecy that we seek has been fulfilled in Christ, and we must recognize that those happenings in Christ are simply pointers to you and I. Praise God. Jesus Christ descended from heaven. He descended from the glory of the Father and was buried in the midst of the earth. He descended into the lower parts of the earth. He tasted of humanity. He tasted of life in the flesh. He tasted of life, what it means to be annihilated, separated from the very life of God. He tasted of that, see, because He descended. See, but this same Jesus Christ who descended, we know today He has ascended above all and covers all in all. Praise God. Now, this is the sign for every man. Praise God. And this sign is a spiritual sign that speaks about the awakening of the Son of God in you and I. Praise God. Now, this is all that you ever need to know or hear. Praise God. It's all about edifying us about the mystery of Christ and, you know, inducing an awakening in the sons of God. God wants his children to awaken to this truth. Praise God. Awaken to our true inheritance in lights. That is the focal point of this gospel. Some days back, I was invited by a gentleman, a pastor. And after talking for some time, he asked me, what do I preach? What am I up to? And he was quite patient. So I showed him some scriptures and I tried to explain to him how that the focal point of the gospel is to awaken man back to the Christ that is in him. Now, the Christ that is in him is his life. See, it's to awaken man back to that boundless eternal life. See, to that life that he has nested in God, to the oneness that he has with God. Hallelujah. See, Philip asked Jesus, show us the Father. Show us the Father. Show us God. Jesus Christ says, Philip, I've been with you for so long and you do not know me. You still can't discern that I am God. You still can't discern I am the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. You still don't know the Father. No man has ever seen God at any time. And no one can ever see God. But the Son reveals God. Because God is invisible. God is not perceivable with the natural carnal senses. See, but the Son of God, hallelujah, reveals God. If you have seen me, you are the Father. And who is the Son of God? The Son of God is the one who has awoken to truth. You are the Son of God. Wherever you are, whatever situation you are passing through, it doesn't matter. You are the Son of God. And the only thing that is needed is an awakening to this truth. Jesus Christ went further and says that the works that I do, you will do also. So he's not speaking about, you know, gathering big crowds and, you know, raising up the physically dead people. He's not speaking about laying hands physically on people and all that kind of stuff. The works that I do, you will do. What are these works? Jesus, the work that Jesus Christ did principally was to reveal the Father, to reveal God to the creation. God manifested in the flesh, seen by men and angels and taken back up in glory. Jesus Christ was simply manifesting God upon the earth. See, manifesting the invisible, incorruptible, eternal God upon the earth. See, and he doesn't have to be religious to do this. All he needs to do is to know himself, to awaken to his true identity, to awaken to his true nature. That is all he needed to do. He knew truth. He was awoken to truth. And the disciples are those who can hear the voice of truth in this hour, awoken to the same truth of Jesus. That's why it says, the work that I do, you shall do also. This work is to reveal the Father God upon the earth. If you want to see God, you better look at the saints. If you want to touch God, you better touch the saints. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a great mystery, isn't it? It's not something that occurs tomorrow. There's no need anymore to look out for signs in Japan, in the European Union. See, a nice brother sent me a mail the other day, telling me about alerting me about problems in the Italian banks, how I should be careful that they are going to soon fall apart, blah 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 blah, you know. Praise God. And you know, this is the thing that people occupy themselves with, looking out for signs something will happen. See, we must come to the place where we are working back into the realization of the Son of God that we are. And as we do this, we realize a kingdom that never passes away. Praise God. Isn't it called the kingdom of, you know, of God's dear Son? Who's God's dear Son? It's you. Praise God. The dear Son is you. When you are waking, you will know that you are God's dear Son. Hallelujah. Of course, there are many, many voices that have encompassed us. Negativity. All kind of inferiority complex. You know, all kind of beliefs have, you know, encompassed our minds so that we could not get a trace or understand or hear the voice of the Father that says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. We've been so encompassed with darkness, enveloped with ignorance. It's an atmosphere where there is no knowledge of God, where spiritual wickedness abounds. We were enveloped in this realm so that we could not even hear that voice that says, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have a kingdom for you, my son. All that I have is yours, my son. Hallelujah. I am one with my son. Oh, praise God. Isn't it wonderful? We must recognize this thing and receive it now. Praise God. No more, you know, a thing of tomorrow. See, it is written in Hebrews. While it is today, when you hear the voice of God, harden not your heart. Don't harden your heart. Believe. Don't harden your heart. Don't let unbelief, you know, hide you from this reality. Believe the gospel and be saved. Receive it with gratitude and enter into your rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Walk in this reality as a child of God, forgiven, washed of your sins. Hallelujah. You might need to sit down at the feet of Christ for a while. You might need to sit down and hear some words. Words of, you know, thunderings from the Lord that will, you know, will raise down that thing in your mind. Those high, high mountains that seem to obscure your view of God's kingdom. You might have to sit down in silence for a moment. See, because everything you are seeking is already present. It's all about realizing it, about seeing it, about knowing this truth. Praise God. Hence, we see how characters like Moses had to journey for so long. Moses had a 40-year, you know, how do I put it? A 40-year trip into the heart of God. 40 years in the wilderness before he could realize this I am that we are speaking about. 40 years in the wilderness speaks about he had to pass through, you know, the wilderness of his unbelief. That is the heart. The unbelieving heart is the wilderness. He had to pass through that to journey into the heart of God to realize this great mystery we are speaking today. In his persistence, in his consistency, in his continuity. Oh, praise God. People like Moses had an opportunity to return back. See, but these people, they were able to see ahead with the eyes of the Spirit the great riches that there is in Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had to journey up with his disciples before they could hear that voice. That voice that says, this is my beloved Son. Praise God. Let us not be discouraged, but let us allow the Lord lead us into this consciousness that is already present. Praise God. If you cannot hear that voice, it's simply because the darkness of this world has enveloped our minds. See, but God is not in the business of condemning any man. See, the Spirit is gathering his people from the uttermost parts of the earth, gathering his people back into God, gathering all the people back into the consciousness of Christ. He has made known to us his goodwill. And what is that goodwill? That he gathers us from among the nations. He gathers us from the dirt, from the dunghill, from the lower places of the earth, where we are perishing in ignorance, where we are perishing in mortality, where we are perishing in time and in space, and he's gathering us back right now unto himself. Oh, praise God. This reminds me of the great vision of Daniel. Daniel saw a vision. Of the Spirit of God, which was presented to him as the four winds, a whirlwind that was tearing up a sea. In this vision, Daniel saw how that these four beasts came out of the depths of that sea, and how, you know, they were presented before the Ancient of Days. See that how they were transformed, how the, you know, the evil boasting beast was destroyed. Praise God. And how at the end of this, all this, the Son of God, the Son of God, which is the Christ, appeared in the clouds. I saw the sign of the Son of Man in the clouds. Praise God. First of all, there had to be a gathering from the depths of ignorance. The sea represents the depths of ignorance, where you have the abyss, the bottomless pit. It talks of depths of spiritual ignorance, where men live in carnality as beasts. Praise God. Have you heard of the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast is no external mark like, you know, the soothsayers and the, you know, the prophecy masters of this age have said over the years. The mark of the beast, the name of the beast, is the carnality, is the human nature, the terrestrial nature we all put on in Adam. And that terrestrial nature, that carnal nature, blinded us from the reality of the all-present God. God, God is in us, without us, and everywhere. God feels all in us. We have our being in him. He is in us. But the reality of these things have been hidden because man became carnal. Man became a creature of the dust. See, but the Spirit is tearing his people. He says he's gathering his people. God has made known to us his goodwill, that in the fullness of time, which is now, see, the fullness of time has come now, he's gathering his people back in one, in Christ. Praise God. Because in Christ, Christ is actually the body of God. That is God, the fullness of God, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ. So we are being gathered back into God. That's what he's saying. Praise God, is a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. That's why we are hearing these preachings like, and now is the time. It's not something that occurs tomorrow when something is fulfilled in Israel or in Japan or in China, or when the European Union falls, or when the currencies of the world change, and all that is hogwash. See, all those are fake prophecies. False prophecies. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the spirit of the Antichrist appearing as an angel of light to divert the attention of the children of God of this great mystery of Christ that is present in them. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by big names, Don't be deceived by, you know, by multitudes. Rather stand still and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. The multitude will always be down there looking out for signs. But a handful, you know, like James, John, and Peter, who followed Jesus up in it, you know, to the transfiguration, only a handful will ever be able to hear that voice that is saying, come up hither. Praise God, that voice that is leading the people back into the height of God. Hallelujah. Narrow is the path that leads to life, but broad is the path that leads to destruction, and many are in that path that leads to destruction. Praise God. The multitude seek out for prophecies, for something to happen tomorrow. They seek out for some kind of external sign, an external confirmation. You don't need a sign. You don't need anybody to prophesy over you. Praise God. You don't need any sign but to know that I am. Be still and to know that I am God. You must be still and allow the Spirit of God bring a remembrance of these things we are saying today, to awaken you out of the rubbles. Hallelujah. Awaken you out of your deep slumber to know that you are the one that lives forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, it was all the looking out for prophecies, looking out for events, looking out for external signs came to be when man became carnal. Praise God. To be carnally minded is death. And death is absence from God. Because there is only one life. And that life is that eternal life that is in the Father, that is in God. There's only one life. There are no two lives. There are no two people. There are no two men. There are no two entities. But there's only one. Praise God. And we all originate for that one life. You all are partakers of that one life. That is our life. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But these things were lost to the darkness of this age. When man became carnally minded, man lost awareness of the invisible realm, lost awareness of the kingdom in the air, God's kingdom, lost awareness of the invisible presence that fills all in all. Because man became carnally minded, we started to think that God was far away in the sky somewhere. We started to think that, you know, how do I put it, that we are independent creatures from God. All these are imaginations, because we became carnally minded, looking out for signs. We've imagined a God that is sitting somewhere in the sky watching out on us. With all kind of imaginations of what heaven is, what the kingdom of God is. Why? Because we became carnally minded. See, we descended from the heights, from the peak of spirituality, to becoming carnal creatures of the dust, beasts, all bearing the name and the mark and the nature of the beast. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And why do we have corruption in the world today? Lusts. When you have lust, you have sin, you have transgression, you have death. Why? Because men became carnally minded. So struggle, kingdom after, you know, kingdom, you know, struggling with kingdom, warring against one another, hate, disgust, and all these things we see today, because man became carnal, not realizing the one life that there is, not realizing that God feels all in all, that's only one. Oh, praise God. John says, love not this world, love not this world, nor the things that are in this world, because all that we have in this world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. See, now Paul is saying, John is saying here, that all that we have in this world is carnality. That is what defines this world that we live in, is carnality. People are unable to recognize the life of God that flows through all. Anyone who loves this world, the love of God is not in him. Not that the world is bad, not that the world is evil. We're speaking about the spirit of the age that refuses to recognize the invisible God of glory. Hallelujah. Now, John adds that the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abide forever. You can abide forever. So you can stand in the revelation of the Christ in you and live forever. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. No more death, no more sorrow, because you live. Jesus Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. It's only the dead that believe in the dead. It's only the dead that recognize the dead. When you are awake in God's kingdom, you begin to understand there's nothing like death. Oh, praise God. When you live in the life of the Spirit, recognizing your boundless spiritual self, you begin to know that you've always been from the foundation of the world. When you are talking with God in God's kingdom, recognizing your invisible bodies, your true nature, you begin to know that you are not a terrestrial being, you are not a physical body. You might appear for a moment, but that's not you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We begin to live in eternity. Eternity is now. God is present. God is now. God is not for something tomorrow. Praise God. If we live as terrestrial creatures, looking out for things in this natural world, we can only just go the way of the multitude who suffer and perish. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The psalmist says that they shall perish, but you shall endure. They shall wax old like a garment, as a vesture shall thou change them. They shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years have no end. The tree of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. And the children of your servants are contrary. I just read Psalm chapter 102 from verse 26 to 28. See it. It says they shall perish, but you shall continue. And the seed of the servants of God shall continue. See, John says in 1 John that those that do the will of God abide forever. Those are the sons of God. This is the seed of the servant. The seed of the servant is the Christ. They abide forever. Why? Because they have awoken to truth. They live by the eternal light of God's countenance. They no longer walk after the life of human, but they live by the life of God. They live by the revelation light of the Christ that is within them. Those that do the will of God abide forever. What's the will of God? Is that you recognize the truth, to recognize the Christ, and to walk in this reality. This is the will of God. Nothing else. God wants every man to see the Son and to keep himself in the Son. That is the will of God. So that is what pleases God. That is where you can praise God. That is where you can honor God. Oh, hallelujah. It's simply to keep yourself undefiled from this world. Keep yourself in the Christ. Keep yourself in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Exercise your spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Hallelujah. The sons of God are spirit. The sons of God are invisible. The sons of God are from eternity. God is saying, keep yourself. This is the will of God. And as you do this, you abide forever. That consciousness will never fade away. You live forever. Praise God. We're not speaking about, you know, living 1,000 years upon the earth. We're not talking of getting up to 100 years. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ lived 33 years. See, but he laid a hold on eternal life. It's not about continuing your physical existence upon the earth. Rather, it's about realizing the eternal life that is God. Realizing yourself nested back in God. Realizing the oneness. Realizing what it means to be in the bosom of God. Realizing that I and the Father are one. That is eternal life. It's knowing. Knowing that I am in God. Knowing that I am God. That is eternal life. And that consciousness can never be taken away from you. It abides forever. You can't die, because if you know that you are God, you know that you are invisible, you know that you are not a terrestrial being that was born yesterday. Jesus Christ says that you have been with me from the beginning. You have been with me from the beginning. You have been in me, as me, from the beginning. See, the beginning is before the lies came. That's truth. Beginning is truth. Oh, hallelujah. So God wants every man to awaken to this truth. Awaken to the reality of his true boundless self that is Christ. That is eternal life. Hallelujah. You are waking and you begin to see and know that the earth is filled with the knowledge of God as the water covers the sea. Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, it says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's powerful word there. It shall be done as the waters covers the seas. The earth shall be overshadowed, covered with the glory of God. It's a consciousness. It's a state of an awareness. When you are immersed in the complete awareness of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Your eyes are open to begin to see a realm, the reality of the invisible realm, and to know that God covers all in all as the waters covers the sea. It is real, it is true, and it is the dimension that we are called to function in. That is life, that is rest, that is assurance. To know and to realize the eternal arms of love. It is real. Hallelujah. This is the end of the faith for those who attain. Hallelujah. To this thing that the Lord is revealing this hour. Praise God. Of course, there are moments. There are moments when you walk in this life as a man. There are moments where you pass through the wilderness situations. There are moments at times where, you know, you feel somehow dry in the spirit. Isn't it where you feel like God has left you? You feel that something is not happening, things are not clicking. You feel that probably there's no presence around you, but there is a presence. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Praise God, if your eyes are open to see beyond the veil, your soul anchored to that presence, to that invisible presence beyond the veil, you will know that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing. Nakedness, cold, persecutions. And when Paul says nakedness and cold, and what does he mean? See, he speaks about at times he too went through those tempting moments. It's where you have to groan, where at times you don't feel the presence of God, but God is there. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Our carnal minds, our carnal feelings, sense of separation, all these things, nothing can change God's, you know, our oneness with God. It's always there. We must realize this thing. We are always in God. We've always been in God. God has never left us. God will never leave us. All these have simply been imaginations that were cooked up in our hearts. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. We must awake to the present God. Let us cease from, you know, inclining our ears to prophecies of future events. Everything was fulfilled in Christ. Jesus Christ said, "It is finished." When he gave up the ghost, he said, "It is finished," signifying there is nothing to do again. There is no external event to ever happen again. All that you need to do is to hear what the Spirit is saying to you now. See, the Word of God is active and present. It is now. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you now, not tomorrow, not when something happens. Hear what the Spirit is saying now and awake from the dead. Hear what the Spirit is saying now and put on your light garments. Hear what the Spirit is saying now and walk back into that paradise of God in the midst of the garden. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying and, you know, ascend back and sit upon the throne of God. Now is the moment. It is finished, signifying that there's nothing else to be done. God has richly endowed us, blessed us, hallelujah, with every knowledge, every tool, everything that is needed to build us up in the realization of the present kingdom of God. The kingdom of God that is present now. See, the kingdom of God is invisible, it's present, and it's comes in realizing myself, who I am in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was sharing with somebody the other day, and we spoke about the resurrection from the dead, and of course, he was of the opinion that the resurrection from the dead is a future event. See, he read so many books, his house is filled with books, and a good man, and you know, he was surprised because he thought, "What? I thought that the resurrection, something will happen tomorrow when Jesus comes." See, but people don't understand that Jesus is already come. People don't understand that the trumpet is already sounding. What you are hearing now, this hour, is the trumpet of God telling you to awake now to the life that is in the Spirit. Praise God. When you awake, you discover yourself in the glory cloud. In that same cloud that Jesus Christ found himself as he transfigured, you will discover yourself in the loving arms of God, who is present. Now God wants you to awake to the reality of his presence. He has never left you, he has never forsaken you, he's always there. Praise God. No more prophecies for tomorrow. No more tomorrow something will happen. Now is the time. The hour has come now. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ spoke to the man at the cross, he told the man at the cross, the man who had, you know, asked for his forgiveness, the other man who was to die on the cross, Jesus Christ told him that today you shall be with me in paradise. Understand that everything that concerns God is now, is today, is this hour, not tomorrow. Praise God. Let us not be deceived into waiting for something to happen. Nothing will happen. Cancel it from your mind. Everything is present today. Ascend God's holy hill. Hallelujah. Let us not be turned aside with the deceit of men. Let us not be turned aside with the deceit of the mind. See, but let us be focused on that presence that is beyond the veil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us draw near to God. Let us awaken in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Let our portion be God and God alone. Let us exercise ourselves in Him and in Him alone. So this is what we call a spiritual fast. A fast, fasting and praying is about exercising yourself in the Spirit. Exercising yourself in this great mystery. Praise God. God is my life. The kingdom of God is present. I am the Son of God from the beginning. My existence has been from the beginning. in God in the Spirit. Awaken to this reality today, and you will discover a realm of unfathomable beauties, delights, and pleasures. Hallelujah. The counsel of God in this hour is leading us. Praise God, leading us back into the conscious awareness of this ever-present kingdom. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
Day.